From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Atlanta Falcons picked up their first win of the season last night. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles by a score of 24-20. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones connected on the game-winning touchdown on a fourth down play with just a few minutes left in the contest.
Catch is made, get the first and a lot more. Julio Jones out in front. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown.
Jones was clocked running a blistering 20 miles per hour to the end zone. After the game, he told NBC that once he got the ball, nobody was going to catch him in a foot race.
I have credit around here. I can't let nobody run me down. You know, I couldn't do that. You know, I look bad to the team and things like that. So I had to, you know, do what I do best and run away from people.
Jones became the highest paid receiver in the NFL this month, signing a 3-year, $66 million deal. Next up, the Falcons will travel to Indianapolis for a Sunday afternoon game against the Colts. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The first results of third-party air testing around the Sterigenics plant in Cobb County could be known as early as today. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
When Smyrna's Air Quality Oversight Committee meets this morning, it could have the first look at air sample results collected by GHD. The third-party company was hired to collect samples outside the facility and started just 2 weeks ago. Sterigenics, which sterilizes medical products using the carcinogenic gas ethylene oxide, says its emissions are below the legal limit, but that's according to self-reported numbers. The facility shut down earlier this month to install equipment to reduce its emissions. Once it reopens, GHC will continue testing to compare the results. The Georgia Environmental Protection Division is conducting testing as well. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A nationwide campaign to mobilize women voters this election season is underway. The advocacy group Supermajority kicked off a tour yesterday in Atlanta. Co-founder Cecile Richards spoke at the event.
Women are more than half the country, all right? We're more than half the voters, more than half the donors. So isn't it about time that we have our equal political power in America? That's the whole idea.
Next year is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing women the right to vote. And since 1964, women have outvoted men in U.S. elections every year.